ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Crowds expected at the Carter Center in Atlanta today as the public comes to pay their respects to former President Jimmy Carter. Streets around the Carter Center closed, but Center CEO Paige Alexander says they're providing shuttles for visitors.
We're trying to make it as easy as possible for people to come and pay their final respects. For me, he was probably the most consequential president of my time.
On Tuesday, the state funeral of events will move to Washington, D.C. House Speaker Mike Johnson pulling out a victory at the last minute and retaining the gavel. Hardline conservatives like Representative Ralph Norman backed him temporarily, warning he could face the same fate as former Speaker Kevin McCarthy if he doesn't meet their demands. Authorities are investigating the New Year's Day truck attack in New Orleans that killed 14 people. Shamsed Din Jabbar, the suspect, posted ISIS-supporting videos and tried using explosives which failed to detonate, a federal bulletin warning of potential copycat attacks. This is ABC News. President Biden and the First Lady are expected to travel to New Orleans Monday to visit the scene of the deadly attack on Bourbon Street. ABC's Christian Cordero has more from New Orleans.
The investigators are combing through the physical and digital footprints of Shamsed Din Jabbar, the man suspected of killing 14 people in New Orleans' French Quarter on New Year's Day. His half-brother, Abdur, tells ABC News Jabbar traveled to Egypt for about a month in 2023, telling his family he was going because it was cheap and beautiful. Sources tell ABC News investigators are looking into whether the trip has anything to do with his radicalization.
JetBlue, now the first airline among getting a major fine from the feds over chronically delayed flights. The Transportation Department ordering JetBlue to pay $2 million. The DOT considers a flight chronically delayed if it's been flown at least 10 times over a month and arrives more than 30 minutes late at least half the time. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by Jelenic Plumbing and Heating, Driftless Area LLC, Simpson's Tractor, Schmidt Woodland Hills, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, Center Pharmacy, ET Foods, PMI Windows, Turbos, Care and Rehab of Boscobel, J&J Recycling Salvage, Sean's Auto Repair Performance, Riverdale Vet Clinic, Richards Insurance, D&T Pump and Well Service, House on the Rock, and Southwest Tech.
Good afternoon. It is a sunny 15 degrees in Richland Center. Our forecast calls for lots of sunshine, but very cool breeze. High of 17 with northwest winds 7 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy and cold with a low of 4, northwest winds 4 to 8 miles per hour. And tomorrow, partly sunny and still brisk, a high of 18 with northwest winds becoming northerly around 10. Currently in Richland Center, it's 15 degrees, but with the wind, it feels like 7.
Time to think about getting your car ready for winter. When was the last time you had your coolant checked or flushed, got a tune-up, or checked your tires or alignment? Hi, this is Sean from Sean's Auto Repair and Performance. Stop and see us for all your service needs. Whether it's cars, trucks, or SUVs, you'll get courteous, quality, professional service for imports and domestics. Call 608-649-AUTO. That's 649-2886. Sean's Auto Repair and Performance in downtown Richland Center. People who care about your car.
Hi, this is Lisa from ET Foods. Heinz Turkey Gravy, 12-count case, $5 a case, single jar, 50 cents each. Stovetop Stuffing, $1.75. Libby's Pumpkin Pie Mix, $2.99 or 2 for $5. Duncan Hines Wilderness Cherry Pie Filling, $3.99 or 2 for $6. Pillsbury Cranberry Quick Bread, $2 each. Kraft Mac and Cheese, original and thick and creamy, $1.15. Be sure to look through the cheese cooler for some specialty flavors. Shop ET Foods, where your food dollar goes a little farther, located 2 miles north of Ithaca on Jaquish Road South, open Tuesday through Saturday, 8 to 6, Sunday, 8 to 4, closed Mondays and holidays.
Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center has been a Gale dealer for as long as most can remember, including the day when the first Gale skid loader arrived on the lot. Today, the next revolution of versatile Gale skid loaders is designed to meet the demanding needs of contractors, municipalities, landscapers, dairies, and agricultural operations. Get the full story on a work-saving, productivity-improving, dependable Gale skid loader at Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center. Be sure to ask about special incentives available to help put a Gale skid loader or mini backhoe to work for you today.
It's 15 sunny degrees in Richland Center at 12:05. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. A creator of the Richland Medical Center has died. Dr. James Tidrick, 88, of Grafton, died Tuesday following a battle with cancer. Jim grew up on a farm in Bloom City. He graduated from Richland Center High School. Jim attended the University of Wisconsin in Madison, where he achieved both his undergraduate and doctoral degrees. Dr. Tidrick returned to Richland Center following his medical training and joined the Edwards Clinic, owned by his father-in-law. In 1967, the clinic merged to create the Richland Medical Center, where Jim continued his career. During his time in Richland Center, Dr. Tidrick served as president of the Medical Center for 15 years. While at the Medical Center, he pioneered the region's first nurse practitioner program through the University of Wisconsin. He also served on numerous boards of directors, including the Wisconsin State Medical Society, Richland Hospital, and Pine Valley Manor. He was also instrumental in the funding of the HMO of Wisconsin, one of the nation's first rural-based HMOs, as a member of the initial board of directors. Also among his numerous accomplishments, he delivered more than 1,000 babies during his time in Richland Center. Funeral services for Dr. James Tidrick will be held at 11 o'clock next Saturday, January 11th, at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. A shelter-in-place order was issued for Sauk County residents last night. Late last night, at approximately 11:25, the Sauk County Communications Center received a report of a stolen truck from a resident in the city of Baraboo. The Baraboo Police Department responded to investigate the theft. Deputies with the Sauk County Sheriff's Office attempted to locate the stolen truck and observe the vehicle traveling westbound on State Highway 136 in the town of Baraboo at around 11:45. The truck was safely stopped on State Highway 136 near Kohlmeyer Road, and two occupants fled on foot. One occupant was arrested at the scene. The other occupant, believed to be the driver of the stolen vehicle, was not immediately apprehended, and a search of the area was initiated. Due to the search, the Sheriff's Office requested that Sauk County Emergency Management send out an automated alert to cell phone customers within the immediate area of the incident, requesting citizens to lock their doors and shelter in place. After an extended search, a message lifted the shelter in place was sent at approximately 2:30 this morning. The suspect was not located. If you have information regarding this incident, you are asked to contact the Sauk County Communications Center at 608-356-4985 or Sauk County Crime Stoppers at 1-888-TIP-SAUK. A California man has apologized for his connection to a 15-year-old girl who fatally shot a teacher and a fellow student at Abundant Life Christian School in Madison. Alexander Paffendorf told a judge Friday in San Diego that he would accept the consequences of his actions without explaining his precise role. Authorities say he told FBI agents that he messaged the shooter about attacking a government building. He has not been charged with a crime but is under investigation. He expressed regret after the judge kept an order to confiscate his guns and ammunition in effect until April 4th. The Grant County Highway Department is adopting advanced strategies for winter road maintenance to enhance safety and efficiency while reducing environmental impacts and costs. These efforts focus on incorporating alternative materials like salt brine and limestone chips alongside traditional road salt to maintain roads effectively during Wisconsin's winter months. Highway crews are encouraged to minimize salt usage by increasing the application of quarter-inch limestone chips in salt brine. Salt brine, a solution composed of 76.7% tap water and 23.3% road salt, is premixed and immediately effective upon application. It helps prevent salt from blowing off roads during application or from passing vehicles, ensuring it stays where it is needed most. The department also pre-wets roads and bridges before storms. This proactive method helps initiate melting and prevents snow and ice from bonding to the pavement. Crews maintain state highways like 151, 18, and 80 around the clock during storms, while other roads are serviced from 4 a.m. to 8 p.m. The department remains under close observation by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation to minimize salt usage and protect natural resources, including drinking water. By utilizing chips at $11 per ton and brine at 25 cents per gallon, compared to road salt at $100 per ton, Grant County is significantly reducing costs without compromising safety. Winter safety reminders to remember: allow at least 200 feet of space behind maintenance trucks. Operators may begin applying chemicals or materials without warning, and drive cautiously, allow extra travel time, and adjust to winter conditions. It is a sunny 16 degrees in Richland Center at 1211. Coming up, we're going to be hearing from Michelle Reinen.
Riverdale Veterinary Clinic Muscadet is your full-service clinic emphasizing equine preventative, lameness, and reproductive care. Also, small animal preventative health and medicine with appointments taken daily. Riverdale Vet Clinic strives to provide complete care for all their patients. Riverdale Vet Clinic also stresses live vaccinations and tick prevention. Stop in or call 739-3123 for more information or to schedule an appointment. Riverdale Vet Clinic, Highway 80 and 133 Muscadet.
Westwood Assisted Living Community at Schmidt Woodland Hills is a family environment that provides tailored assistance with daily activities such as bathing, dressing, medication management, and meal preparation, ensuring that residents receive the support they need. The family environment fosters a community atmosphere, encouraging social interaction through group activities, events, and outings. Respite Care in Westview provides temporary relief for primary caregivers. This can be beneficial for families needing a break or for those recovering from surgery or illness. It allows seniors to experience assisted living services without a long-term commitment. Knowing that loved ones are in a supportive environment with access to care can alleviate stress for family members. Contact Schmidt Woodland Hills for details about the availability of the full continuum of care.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects. And with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
We're back down to 15 degrees in Richland Center. WRCO News Time is 12:13. When consumers are scammed, usually it is just one scammer trying to steal their identity and money. There are many types of scams, including snowballing scams, where more than one scammer is involved. Michelle Reinen is with the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
This is a troubling trend that we are seeing. Scammers are chaining together different scam techniques to start small, but these are quickly snowballing into something much larger for consumers, and it's a more elaborate scheme. Many consumers expect that a scammer will only use one of these methods to steal their money or data, and we've talked about that over the years a lot, and then they'll move on. But it might be just the beginning now, and consumers have lost hundreds of thousands of dollars to these professional scammers, and we need to keep the word out.
The snowballing scam begins with the first scammer setting the bait to lure in the targeted victim.
The scammer lures consumers in using a common small-scale tried and true tactics. So think the impersonation scams we've talked about, maybe fake pop-ups or calls and texts. And then they may even know the consumer's name and personal details from different data banks that they have. They gain the consumer's trust and establish credibility, then present a problem. And something has gone wrong and the consumer's in financial or legal trouble. And this is where the threats are made, like the consumer's identity has been compromised or their life savings are being accessed by a stranger. Maybe there's a warrant out for their arrest.
After gaining the consumer's trust, then the snowballing begins.
What happens next is the scammer offers a solution, and now the consumer has to transfer their funds somewhere for safekeeping. The excuses vary, but the intent is always the same. They want the consumers to willingly give them money to that scammer, and usually through gift cards or cryptocurrency. But we've even seen where it's been gold bars. Then it snowballs further. The multiple scammers are often involved in the scheme. The first person you speak to might transfer you to someone else within their network who has you enter your information on a fake government website. Then a third person from the fake agency calls you, making the scam more believable and snowballing. It's just not one specific scam. It's all these techniques and tactics tied together to maximize those gains.
Michelle Reinen suggests what to do if a snowballing scam is suspected, especially if the scammer says that they are from a government agency.
You're not buying anything. You're not hooking up for a service. You are dealing with what they are calling the government in these situations. But it's easy to lose track of those when you're being threatened and you're being told something needs to be done immediately. So take a moment to ask yourself at each step if everything seems legitimate. If anything is suspicious, just stop immediately and contact either local law enforcement or DADCAP, and then talk to someone you trust before you pay any money or provide any private information. No matter what the situation is, find someone you can trust in your circle and your network that you can discuss the situation with just to do a checks and balances. And if you're ever asked to send money to a business or government agency by wire transfer, cash, gift cards, cryptocurrency, or some other unusual form of payment like the gold bars, that is a scam, and stop immediately.
If you need to reach out to DADCAP about a snowballing scam, you can contact DADCAP's Consumer Protection Hotline by phone at 1-800-422-7128 or by email at datcphotline@wi.gov. The American Red Cross is asking for donors to give blood or platelets now to help those in need. Donors with type O negative blood and those giving platelets are especially urged to give now so patients can continue to receive the care they count on. Seasonal illness and the threat of winter weather can lead to lower appointment numbers and decreased donor turnout, making it tougher to keep the blood supply stable. Those who give regularly and those looking to give for the first time are encouraged to take 1 hour out of your day to help save lives with a blood or platelet donation. Three blood drives will be held throughout the area this week. They include Monday from 11:30 to 5:30 at Ho-Chunk Gaming in Baraboo, Tuesday from 9 to 2 at Baraboo High School, and Friday from 10 to 2:30 at American Legion Post 115 in Elroy. Schedule an appointment by using the Red Cross Blood Donor app, visiting redcrossblood.org, or calling 1-800-RED-CROSS. It's 16 degrees in Richland Center at 1219. Today's vital statistics are next.
Turbo's Bar and Grill in Hub City thanks you for your support. Please note, Turbo's is closed through the holidays, but will reopen soon to serve up your favorite lunches and dinners. Stay tuned to WRCO for updates and get ready to enjoy the festive atmosphere, delicious soups, a fresh salad bar, and mouth-watering meals when they're back. That's Turbo's Bar and Grill in Hub City, closed through the holidays, but they look forward to seeing you soon.
contact D&T Well Service for well service and replacement. Mary and Derek McCormick, owners of D&T Well Service, are insured, and they do new installs and fix existing systems, submersible pumps, booster pumps, and jet pumps. Ask about the constant pressure system that gives you the best pressure and quality water out of your well. Contact D&T Well Service, 606-5596. No pressure, no water, no problem. Call D&T Well Service, 606-5596, serving Southwest Wisconsin. Check them out at dtpumpwell.com.
J&J Recycling and Salvage, located in Boscobel, appreciates your junk and looks forward to seeing your junk in the near future. They pay competitive pricing for scrap, car body, tin, copper, and appliances. They offer local pickup for vehicles, tubs for property cleanup, car and truck parts from the 40s through the 2000s. J&J offers e-waste and tire recycling. Call for pricing, 375-5353. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, Saturday, 8 to 12. Joe and Jamie at J&J Recycling of Boscobel say, if it's here, it's for sale.
Serving the community for over 90 years. Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Everyone has their own taste in music, and you mix your playlist to accommodate that. So why can't insurance be that way? I'm Dylan Lewis from Richards Insurance Agency. We can make sure that your home, auto, business, and life insurance is mixed just right for you. That way your playlist doesn't have any unwanted songs. You can reach us at richardsinsure.com so that we can make sure you get the right tune.
Today is Saturday, January 4th. Bernice Elizabeth Creel Stanek, 92, of Muscadet, died Tuesday at University of Wisconsin East Park Medical Center in Madison. Funeral services will be held Thursday at 10:30 at the Pratt Funeral Home, Muscadet, with burial to follow in St. John Nepomuk Cemetery, Castle Rock. Friends may call at the Pratt Funeral Home Thursday from 9:30 until the time of service at 10:30. The family requests memorials be directed to the Riverdale Food Pantry or the Muscadet Fire Department. Bernice Stanek is survived by her twin brother, Bernard and Sharon Creel of Madison, five children, Donna Stanek of Durham, North Carolina, Ronald Stanek of Huntington, West Virginia, Julie Stanek and Charles Lauber of Fort Collins, Colorado, and Joanne Stanek and John Stanek and Lindsay, all of Durham, North Carolina. Six grandchildren, sisters-in-law, Rose Creel Hooks, Helen Stanek, Ann McGuire, Helen Stanek, Mary Lou Stanek, and Dorothy and Richard Hackle. Also many nieces, nephews, extended family, and friends. Bernice Elizabeth Creel Stanek, 92, of Muscadet. Michelle Lynn Duell, 54, of Avoca, died Wednesday at her home in Evansville. Private funeral services will be held at the Pratt Funeral Home in Muscadet. Burial will be held at a later date. Michelle Duell is survived by her husband James, brother Scott Fetoplace of Avoca, sister Angela and Tom McDougall of Portage, a niece, sister-in-law Patricia Denman, guardian Terry Williams, two aunts, many cousins, and friends. Michelle Lynn Duell, 54, of Avoca. James J. Tidrick, 88, of Grafton, formerly of Richland Center, died Tuesday at home following a courageous battle with cancer. Funeral services will be held at 11 o'clock next Saturday, January 11th, at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center, with burial to follow in the Richland Center Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel next Saturday, January 11th, from 9:30 until the time of service at 11. Jim Tidrick is survived by a son, Brian and Lupe of Madison, a daughter, Melanie and Stephen of Port Washington, a brother, Ray and Rose Tidrick, sister-in-law, Diane Tidrick, many nieces, nephews, grandnieces, and grandnephews. James J. Tidrick, 88, of Grafton, formerly of Richland Center.
Attention shoppers, when it's time to shop for a special gift, don't go to the same old gift shops with nothing new to offer. Come check out the TriStar Gifts and More. They have something for everyone, from Rural Route 1 popcorn to homemade Amish gifts and unique one-of-a-kind signs. Need a card for a special occasion? We have you covered. And for the grill masters out there, we carry Pit Boss, Louisiana, and all the accessories you need. Visit us on Highway 14 East, right next to TriStar Mulch and Richland Center. TriStar Gifts and More, where you'll find something special for everyone.
New windows add value and comfort to your home. PMI Windows of Lone Rock knows windows. Windows is all they do. PMI will help you custom tailor premium vinyl windows for your home to maximize your heating and cooling savings while giving you the look, feel, and the function you desire, all with the industry's best lifetime, no-nonsense, transferable warranty. Call 583-7200 to schedule your free estimate from PMI Windows of Lone Rock.
Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. It's good to know someone you can trust when your home gives you a headache. Featuring 24-hour emergency service for plumbing, heating, and cooling. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating has been a trusted name when it comes to helping you solve any plumbing, heating, or cooling needs. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
It's been said, a goal without a plan is just a wish. This is Nick Hodge at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet. It's our goal to provide your family the very best service possible. That goal is the easiest to achieve with planning. Our plan is helping you pre-plan your arrangement. Plans can be as simple or as detailed as you desire. We'll help you create the service you desire and make sure your plan addresses all your concerns at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
Reducing the risk of illness is easy with a visit to Center Pharmacy or Boscobel Pharmacy. Center and Boscobel Pharmacy are your vaccination headquarters for the flu, pneumonia, and shingles. No appointment needed. The helpful staff will have you in and out in no time, often at no charge with qualifying insurance or Medicare. Don't wait. Get protected today at Center Pharmacy on Orange Street or Boscobel Pharmacy in downtown Boscobel. The Shingrix vaccine is in stock, proven to be 90% effective for the prevention of shingles.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, proud to contribute to many community projects and activities.
Good Saturday. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, the big story over the middle of the country over the next day or two will be the development of a major winter storm off to our southwest and south through tomorrow. It's already starting to snow a bit out towards South Dakota, Nebraska, and western Iowa, but that will kind of settle south and really concentrate across Kansas and northern Missouri tonight into early tomorrow, then streak east through Illinois, Indiana, southern Ohio, and northern Kentucky as we get into Sunday evening into early Monday. So it looks like that'll be missing us. We'll just see some of the high-level cloud cover from it, and slightly warmer air move in later tomorrow and Monday. But a reinforcing shot of cool air will come down from Canada by Tuesday and Wednesday. May bring some lake effect snow to northern Wisconsin, but staying dry around here. Looks like the next system, which could bring us a bit of snow, could arrive toward Friday and early Saturday out of the west, so we'll certainly keep an eye on that. Otherwise, for the rest of today, quite a bit of sunshine, but rather chilly, especially out in the wind. High temperature about 17. The wind from the northwest, 7 to 15 miles an hour, knocking those wind chills down to the single digits below zero to just slightly above zero. Partly cloudy tonight, low at 4 degrees. Northwest wind 4 to 8 miles per hour. Tomorrow, partly sunny, still chilly, highs in the upper teens. Northwest wind turning north around 10. Monday, partly cloudy to sunny, slightly warmer, low at 9 with a high of 25 degrees. The outlook for Tuesday, partly cloudy and seasonal, low 8, high about 23. Wednesday, cooler with a mix of sun and clouds, low 5, high of 18. Thursday, partly cloudy and chilly, low 4, high 21. Small chance of snow showers late Thursday night. And Friday, a better chance of scattered light snow or flurries, low 12, with highs in the mid-20s. Have yourself a great rest of your weekend. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank is a community bank. Why is that important to you? Community banks tend to base their lending decisions on local knowledge gained through long-time relationships with families, farms, and businesses. A community bank's deposits are primarily local, and the bank's loans are to local people and businesses. A community bank's assets are a real asset to the local community, where new businesses, students, and entrepreneurs of all types have a voice that is heard and appreciated. Since 1881, the Richland County Bank has provided people in the area with quality banking service. It's local people serving local people. It's local people and their community bank working together for the good of the community today and the community's well-being tomorrow. It's what "where others have their branches, we have our roots" really means. Learn how Richland County Bank can be the community partner you're looking for at richlandcountybank.com or by calling 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
It's currently a sunny 16 degrees in Richland Center. After a high yesterday of 21, our low this morning was 3. Our high so far today, 17. The record high for this date was set in 1880 at 53. The record low, 26 below, was set in 1964. Last year's high was 31 with a low of 22. Sunset tonight will be at 4:39 with sunrise tomorrow at 7:34. Currently in Richland Center, we have northeasterly winds 6 to 9 miles per hour. The barometer is down to 30.28 and no precipitation to report. It is a sunny 16 degrees in Richland Center.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, your home for free internet banking and internet bill payment.
It's a new year, and you have the chance to focus on you. Take the opportunity to treat yourself to something amazing and come into Macy's this weekend for great deals on wardrobe superstars like 20 to 30% off Karl Lagerfeld, Levi's, Tommy Hilfiger, and more. While you're at it, get back into a healthy routine with new gear from Nike, Adidas, and Under Armour. And your New Year's resolutions? Oh, you have plenty of time to figure them out. But these deals are going on now at Macy's. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
This holiday season, Meyer Oil and LP is reflecting on the incredible support they've received. They wish all their customers joy, peace, and a wonderful new year.
Saturdays sound super when Saturdays are with Simo. Welcome to Saturdays with Simo on WRCOFM 100.9 in Richland Center. Saturdays with Simo is a musical journey spanning the 50s, 60s, and 70s. Songs that rekindle memories, songs that make you want to dance, and songs that make you want to sing along with Chris Simonson on Saturdays with Simo. Saturdays with Simo on WRCO-FM is sponsored today by Harvest Guest Home Assisted Living, Schmidt Woodland Hills, Summit Ridge Supper Club, Pine Valley Community Village, Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, and WP Dental.
Harmony. trouble. Does your head ever give you trouble?
Saturday afternoon, everyone. How are we doing today? That was the Little River Band with Help Is On Its Way. Yes, it is. Here are the Carpenters, For All We Know.
The two of us, strangers in many ways. We've got a lifetime to share, so much to say. And as we go from day to day, I'll feel
come on, you
song I sing, you will understand. Listen. You hold the key to love and fear, all in your trembling hand. Just one key unlocks them both. It's there at your command.
With Get Together. These are the Beatles. This is a tune off their Hard Day's Night album from their first movie. This is a song written by Paul, supposedly written about Jane Asher, with whom he had a relationship at the time. This is And I Love Her.
I give her all my love, that's all I do. And if you saw my love, you'd love her too. I love her. She gives me everything and tenderly. Kiss my lover brings, she brings to me, and I love her. I love like us could never die, as long as I have you near me. Bright are the stars that shine, dark is the sky. I know this love of mine will never die, and I love her.
The Beatles from 1964, And I Love Her. It's time to take our first commercial break, so we will do that. I want to thank the sponsors of this program, Saturdays with Simo. Thank you very much to WP Dental, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, Pine Valley Community Village, Summit Ridge Supper Club, Schmidt Woodland Hills, and Harvest Guest Home Assisted Living. Thank you very much for your sponsorship. So we will take a break and hear from those fine businesses and return to hear a little bit of the Platters right after these words.
Looking for a good career choice? Then check out these reasons for making Pine Valley Community Village your choice for a new job. Starting with reason number 5, reputation. Pine Valley is a 5-star facility. It has served Richland County residents for over 140 years with exceptional care and now has a new facility to complement this great care. Reputation, one more reason to make working at Pine Valley your choice for a new career.
Are you ready for a dramatically improved experience with your next crown? WP Dental is excited to offer same-day dental restorations. As one of the first in the area to use this advanced technology, at WP Dental you can have same-day crowns with no plastic temporaries and no gooey impressions. Find out if same-day restoration is right for you. Call 647-3993 or visit WP Dental, 100 North Church Street, Richland Center.
Are you ready for some place that's a little different from the usual, where you can enjoy casual fine dining and really relax? Then try Summit Ridge Supper Club, Highway 58, between Laval and Mauston. Featuring beautiful country surroundings, a cozy fireplace, and the warmest hospitality. Tonight's special at Summit Ridge is hand-cut delicious prime rib with twice-baked potatoes and their amazing salad bar. And don't miss the roasted chicken and dumpling special on Wednesdays. Make it a dinner to remember at Summit Ridge Supper Club, Highway 58 between Laval and Mauston.
Time is running out. Our 50% off sale is almost over at the Creative Outlet. We still have plenty of options to help you preserve your precious photos. This sale ends today at 5.
What do you want to be when you grow up? People ask me when I was a kid. I was full of energy and ambition. As an adult, I have become Joe Flores, owner and manager of Harvest Guest Home Assisted Living, where my staff and I passionately take care of our residents. Sometimes I'm tempted to ask residents what they have become compared to their childhood dreams. The answer need not be spoken, since we see our parents in our residents' eyes. They have become our sources of inspiration, objects of respect and affection, precious treasures in our very own community. We engage ourselves in the daily lives of our residents. This is what we have become. Harvest Guest Home Assisted Living, 647-8205.
There's always family here.
Get ready for one great song after another on this edition of Saturdays with Simo on WRCOFM 100.9 in Richland Center.
They ask me how I knew my true love was true. Inside cannot be denied. They said someday you'll find all who love are blind. I chaff them and I gaily laugh to think they could doubt my love. Yet today my love has flown away. I am without my love. Friends deride,
not hide. Flame dies, smoke gets in your eyes. Smoke gets in your eyes.
The Platters with Smoke Gets in Your Eyes. What a beautiful recording that is. Here is a little bit of Maurice Williams from about that same era. This is Stay.
Stay. Just a little bit longer. Please, 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 please tell them who you're going to.
Christmas lights, I see window pane, make me wish that we could be together again. And the windy winter avenues just don't seem the same. And the Christmas carols sound like blues, but the choir is not to blame. But it doesn't have to be that way. What we had should never have ended. I'll be dropping by today. We could easily get it together tonight. It's only right. Crowded stores, the corner Santa Claus, tinseled afternoons, and the sidewalk bands play their songs slightly out of tune. On the windy winter avenues there walks a lonely man, and if I told you who he is, well, I think you'd understand. But it doesn't have to be that way. What we had should never have ended. I'll be dropping by today, so we could easily get it together tonight. It's only right. No, it doesn't have that way. What we had should never have ended. I'll be dropping by today. We could easily get it together tonight. It's only right.
Jim Jim Croce, it doesn't have to be that way. Here's some Billy Joel, Only the Good Die Young.
Darling, only the good die young. Whoa, 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 whoa. I tell you, only the good die young. Only the good die young. You got a nice white dress and a party on your confirmation. You got a brand new soul. And a cross of gold. Sinners are much more fun. You know that only the good die young. Oh, baby. I tell you, only the good die young. Only the good die
Billy Joel with Only the Good Die Young. Hey, it's 1 o'clock, so we need to take a break for station identification, so we'll do that real quickly, and we come back and hear a little bit of Tommy James and the Shondells.
Thanks for listening to WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center. Listen anytime to WRCO-FM 100.9 online at WRCO.com or on the free Civic Media app.
Now I don't hardly know her.